Before we begin, I'd like to make a few things clear. First off, this is not some fantasy narrative. I will tell you to do things for me, and I expect you to actually do them. Second of all, you are doing this for my amusement. If you want to be cuddled or sweet-talked, then this is not for you. Finally, be safe and don't do anything you might regret. Alright then, let's get started. Go ahead and take your clothes off if you haven't already. I want you bare naked. No socks, no underwear, anything. Just your naked skin. Be a good boy though, and fold your clothes and put them in a neat pile. Now, let's warm up my little toy. Get comfortable for me. You can lay down, sit down, or do whatever you feel is comfortable. Next up, I want you hard. But I have a feeling that you might already be. Reach down and fondle your balls for me. Give them a nice massage. But don't you dare touch your dick yet. With your other hand, I want you to gently pinch your nipples. Make them hard for me. Alright, that's enough. Grab your dick. Start stroking slowly. Make my toy feel good. So here's what's gonna happen today. I will give you orders and you will obey. I will make you feel humiliation, pleasure, frustration, and so much more. You will do as I say. Not because I'm a goddess or a princess or anything like that. You will do it because you want to. Deep, deep down, you love giving up control to someone else. Someone like me. Start stroking with your other hand. See? You obeyed without hesitation. You might not like everything I tell you to do, though. But the desire to submit, the rush of losing control, is greater than the desire for comfort. And when I give you pleasure, it will be so much better with my permission. Switch hands again. Stroke a little faster. During a little time together, you might feel the urge to escape or avoid something. But trust me, you're only cheating yourself out of an experience. There is an asymmetrical relation between us. You need me, otherwise you wouldn't be here. But I don't need you. It sounds harsh, I know. Well, let's be realistic. You're comfortably stroking away, craving control, longing for release with permission. I, on the other hand, have already enjoyed the pleasure of recording and uploading this audio. So, do yourself a favor and obey my commands. Stop stroking. Now that we know where we have each other, let's have some fun. Go ahead and stand up. Spread your legs a bit, let my toy dangle free. Now, put your hands behind your back. This is called standing at attention. This is how a little boy like you should stand when you're waiting for orders. Get down on your knees. Spread your knees apart to give yourself free access to my toy. I know some of you out there are not that nimble, but try to sit on your heels. Finally, put your hands on your legs. This is another great position to wait for orders. Now, Grab your dick. Start stroking for me. Imagine being in this position by the front door, waiting for your dom to come home. Tilt your head back as if you're looking up at her. Good boy, keep it like that. Feels good, doesn't it? Being in this position stroking for me? Well, all good things must come to an end. Stop stroking. Bend forward and get on all fours. Arch your back for me. This is how I'd like you if I was going to play with your ass. It's perfect for spanking you, kicking your balls, or fucking your little man pussy. But this position can be improved even further. I want you to lean forward and put your forehead against the floor. Make sure to keep that ass up. This is a wonderful position. You must feel nice and vulnerable right now with your ass in the air. Is it humiliating? It's just perfect. It's time to teach you some humility. Grab my toy with one hand. Start stroking slowly. Now, I want you to thank me for letting you stroke. Say out loud, "Thank you, Miss Caramel, for letting me stroke." Good boy! Stroke a little faster now. Say, "Thank you, Miss Caramel, for putting me in this position." Very good! Now say, "I want to be humiliated and control Miss Caramel." That's a good little boy! Stroke at whatever speed feels best for you. I will now give you 30 seconds to reach the edge. If you fail, you'll have to make up for it later. Go! 30, 29, 28, 27, 26, 25, 24, 23, 22, 21, 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, etch for me, and let go. I want you to remember those positions. We will use them in a little bit. Now, I want you to go get a shoelace or a piece of string or anything similar. In fact, why don't you crawl and get it? Carry it in your mouth. Pause the audio now and resume it when you're back. Welcome back. You can get comfortable now. Sit or lay down, but don't forget to bring the shoelace. Put a hand on my toy. Start stroking for me at a medium pace. Cup your balls with your other hand. Massage them. Can you guess what the shoelace is for? That's right. We're going to tie your balls up. When I say, I want you to wrap the lace around the base of your cock and balls. Then a few times around just the balls. You will finish up with a nice little knot at the base of your cock. You're going to make it tight, but not uncomfortable. Stroke faster and make my toy feel good. When you're all tied up, we're going to do this again. Stroking and edging. Speaking of edging, I want you to get there right now. You have 20 seconds. 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, let go. Good boy. Now, like I promised, time to tie your balls up. Grab the shoelace. Wrap it around the base of your cock and balls. Tie a knot at the base. Now, start wrapping it around your balls. Leave a little string for a last wrap around the base. Finish off with a knot in the same position as the first one. Hopefully, your balls are a little more separated from your cock now. Grab my toy again. Start stroking, fast this time. Feels different, doesn't it? You know why else I tied you up? Because we're going to hurt your balls, of course. Not yet, don't worry. But in a little bit, you're going to stand up at attention. You're going to spread your legs, and then you're going to smack those balls for me. But keep stroking right now. You know it's going to hurt, but it makes you so excited, doesn't it? Excited enough to itch for me? Let's put it to the test, shall we? You have 20 seconds. 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hands off. All right, get up. I want you standing with your legs spread. Make sure the little toy of mine is dangling free. You need free access to those balls. Give your balls 5 smacks. Don't hesitate, just do it. Good boy. 5 more. Grab your dick in one hand and hold it up so you have even better access to your balls. 5 more smacks. That's a good boy. Start stroking. Slowly. Give another 5 smacks. Start stroking faster. 3 more smacks. Just a little bit harder this time. Now say, thank you, Miss Caramel, for smacking my balls. I can't hear you. Good boy. Now, hands off. We're going to do something a little bit more elaborate. So now that you're up, I want you to go get a few things. You can pause the ad if you have to. I want you to go get a towel, a pair of underwear, and 2 glasses, one empty and one with water in it. Resume the audio when you're back with the things. Welcome back. Start by putting the towel on your bed or wherever you can lay down comfortably. Next up, I want you to grab the 2 glasses and put them on the floor. Get down on all 4s next to them. I want you to start stroking while I let you in on a little secret of mine. I love the idea of a little boy like you drooling as he's stroking away from me. But of course I don't want you to make a mess. I'm not a bitch. That's why I had you get the glasses. The empty glass is for drooling or spitting into, and the water is for when your mouth gets dry. As you're stroking, I'm going to say the word drool from time to time. When I do, I want you to spit into the empty glass. Make sure to take a sip of water from time to time to make sure you can produce a lot of lovely drool for me. Can you do that for me? Slow down your strokes a little bit. And drool. Good boy. Keep stroking. Drool! I like this. I can imagine you there on all fours, stroking away, drooling into that glass. I love it. Drool. Like a pathetic little house pet, doing everything I tell you to. Take a sip of water. Then drool. Stroke faster for me, boy. Faster. It makes me so wet, knowing that you're doing this for me. Speaking of wet, drool. Keep stroking my little slut. I want you to try and get close again. You have 10 seconds. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hands off. Now, take a sip of water. Then drool for me. Your poor knees must be aching now, aren't they? Stand up, spread those legs. Now, give me 10 smacks on your balls. If you did it right, the aching in your knees will have paled in comparison to the pain in your balls. See just how nice I am to you? Take a few steps, stretch your legs. Very good. Now, get back on all fours, you little pig. Start stroking. Pig, I like that. Oink for me, little piggy. Let me hear it. I can hear you. Oink for me, little piggy. But then again, pigs don't really drool, do they? That's more of a dog thing. Let me hear some barks instead. Go ahead, bark for me. Bark for mama. Oh, you're such a good boy. Now drool for me. Keep stroking and drool for me again. Take a sip of water, then start stroking again. Stroke faster now. Drool again for me, boy. Stroke faster. Good boy. Boy, you like this, don't you? You do, right? Say, I really like this, Miss Caramel. Hands off! Stand up for me. Go ahead and untie your balls. Now grab that pair of underwear you retrieved earlier. I want you to put them on. Now grab that glass of spit. Grab your underwear with the other hand. Pull them out so you can see my toy. Now, I want you to pour all that saliva onto your cock. Don't hesitate, just do it, bitch. Do it. When the glass is empty, let go of your underwear. Feels good, doesn't it? Actually, I don't give a shit about how you feel. Let's take a few steps and see what it's like. Take the two glasses back to wherever you go get them from and return here. You can pause the audio if you have to. Welcome back from your little lovely walk. I hope your crotch is all sticky and messy. I love myself a little messy, bitch. Now get down on all fours on the bed. Make sure you're on top of a towel that you put down earlier. Very good. Now, I want you to lay down on your tummy. Press your crotch against the bed. Start humping it for me, slut. I want you to feel all that sticky saliva as you lie back and forth. Really hump that bed for me, boy. Please hump it. That's it. Back and forth. Flip onto your back. Pull your underwear down. Grab that cock and start stroking it for me. Stroke it fast. Stroke it faster. Guess what? It's time to empty your pathetic little balls. But first, I want you to use your other hand to take your underwear off. Don't you dare stop stroking while you take them off. Don't keep me waiting. All right, now find that soggy part on the inside of your underwear where you had your dick and put it into your mouth. Yeah, that's right. I want you to gag yourself with your sticky underwear. Keep stroking, bitch. Don't you dare stop stroking. You didn't think your orgasm would come without a prize, did you? Come on, baby. You really know me? Well, this is it. This is the prize. Humiliation. But I bet you love this, don't you? Go ahead, try to answer me through your gag. Say, yes, Miss Caramel, I love this. Such a good boy. Time for a countdown. After I get to zero, I will let you come. But don't disappoint me. 20, 19, 18. Stroke at whatever speed you like. Come on. 17, 16, 15. You better come when I tell you to. 14. 13, 12, 11, 10, you've been a very good boy for me today, 9, 8, 7, 6, I'm very pleased with you, my little slut, 5, 4, 3, oh yeah, I'm savoring this. I'm taking my time going to zero. 2, 1, come for me. Come all over yourself. Come on, baby, come. Come for mama, come for me. That's such a good boy. Sport all that come for me. You made Miss Caramel a very happy lady today. You were such a good boy.